At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
From the clouds of the highest mountains, from the corners of the earth, two men have traveled leagues to bring you welcome to the Eagle Boys, Drew Ladd and Nick Huber. Overkill.
So I was thinking about the other day. You're a new father recently, a new father. Congratulations to that, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I also know that usually it is customary to sing to your children to put them asleep, right? But I also know that you and I, we worked on music for a long time, and you rapped your ass off. Do you rap to your son to put him asleep? Yo, bitch, you better get to sleep, cause motherfucker gonna get your feet.
I will tell you what I sing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What do tigers dream of when they take a little tiger snooze? Do they dream of mauling zebras or Halle Berry in her Catwoman suit?
What?
Don't you worry your pretty striped head. I don't know the rest of it.
Bro.
No.
Did you
actually
just say mauling a zebra?
Yeah, but that's from The Hangover, dude.
Is that from The Hangover?
Yeah, that's
holy shit, that is from The Hangover.
But this is what I sing to him. I don't like know any nursery rhymes, so I'll just go, I'm like, go to sleep, please stop. I'm like,
son
it's okay.
Of a bitch, please go to sleep.
It's okay. I have to work tomorrow. Come on, drink your milk.
Drink your fucking milk, bitch. Oh, no, Jesus. Don't call Child Protection Services. This is all jokes. Swear to God.
If a child is ever crying, it means they're like, you can fix it. They're not crying. Well, unless they're sick. But like, usually they want you to hold them, and not just hold them, they want you to stand up and hold them. For whatever reason, if I sit down, he'll freak out.
Game over.
And then if I stand up, he's fine. I don't fucking get it. And then there's other times they just want their milk or they want to eat. There's other times.
Milkies.
Sometimes they just want their mom. They don't even want you. They just want the mother.
Yeah.
You know that you need to change their diaper. They don't want their shoes on. Like, there's always a reason. My son will never wear his shoes. He'll fucking kick them off. And I'm like, where did his goddamn shoe go?
Where the fuck did they shoe go?
But no, I've definitely learned a lot. So that's why having a second one at this point, I'm like, okay, now I got it. I'm good. Dude, I was so scared to have my son alone because like I didn't have a crib. I didn't have anything. And then after I got a crib and then I got comfortable, like, okay, if he cries, I know what to do.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that you kind of just have to figure it out. Yeah. You know, it just takes time.
I mean, dude, nobody writes a book. And if you write a book, like, dude, that's cookie cutter, dog.
Yeah.
That baby is not the one you wrote about in that book.
Right, right. Wait.
You know what I mean?
What are you talking about? A book?
Just like a daddy book, like how to be a dad. Like,
no,
type deal.
No, they have how to be a dad books.
I know they do, but I'm saying like the child that they wrote about is not your child.
Right, right.
So not everything that they write about is going to work.
I have like one of those like, am I a dumbass books or...
For dumb, like yeah, dummy but, books.
Am I
being a father for dummies?
Am I a dumbass book?
We gotta chalk that up. Yo, we gotta chalk that up on the list of mispronunciations.
Yeah,
that's an official list, by the way. We're
Dude,
gonna have it.
I have to tell you something I did recently. I fucking wrote it down. Let me go to it. Oh my god, dude. Okay, so I was walking out of the gym yesterday.
Oh god.
And I'm sorry, I was walking in and there's this really cute girl and she's standing there And she's like, hi, how's your day going? You doing upper body? And I'm like, okay, she's behind a table.
Okay, first of all, bitch.
She's trying to get like money to like donate for kids that have done suicide or something like that.
Okay.
Or it's like to prevent self-harm and suicide. And it was like a foundation. She started to talk to me and I didn't feel good. So I was like, I don't want to fucking talk to you or like do this thing. And then, you know, I have to give you money.
You gotta give money, act like you're interested.
Right, right. I was like, I don't. So I just walked inside. Well, I worked out and then I felt better. So then I walked out of the gym. You know, I had my blood pumping. I was feeling a little good. She said something to me again. She was like, oh, that was quick. And I was like, yeah, you know, I'm kind of hungover, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, fuck it. And then I thought for a second, oh my God, I'm going to talk to her. So I started.
I had to mentally prepare right then and there.
Yeah. So I walked up to her and I was like, so what's this for? And then she told me, and she was like, and I was like, all right, I'll give you $5, but I was like, I'll give you 15 or I'll give you $10 if you give me your phone number. And she was like, She literally looked at me. She was like, make it 15. And
okay, actually,
and I was like, all
actually,
right.
Actually, I would have been more impressed at that point. I would have been like, what a goddamn
no,
hustler.
No,
dude.
She hustled me, and then I was
what
like,
what a goddamn hustler.
And then I texted her. I wasn't expecting her to respond, and then I was going to text her and be like, good job hustling me for 10
dude,
minutes.
Dude, you hustled. She hustled
but
your
no,
ass, dude.
No, I've been talking to her a couple times today, and she seems nice. And
Hell yeah.
We have a date for next week, so we'll
hell
see.
Yeah.
She's actually cute. I haven't told her that I have kids yet, but that's always. It's tough, dude. How do you tell someone that? Yeah, I've.
So wait. That's a good one. Do you wait for the first date or the second date or third date to tell them that you got kids?
I tell them after they've met me and they've spoken to me. Because, like, if you tell someone off the rip, hey, I have kids, then they're, like, immediately like, oh, fuck you.
Like, turned off.
Like, if you don't, like, they need a chance to get to know you, and then they can be like, oh, like, this guy's really nice, and I actually like him, you know, maybe I can look past it. But if you just ruin your chances from the get-go, dude. I feel like a lot of people would, like, you know, disagree with that, but you know, fuck you. Like, this is how I'm doing it. And
no, I mean, whatever.
I don't go past the first date though, because if you hang out with someone more than once and you don't tell them that, like, that's fucked up.
That's kind of fucked up.
Right.
Yeah.
But you should tell them as soon as you meet them, like, hey, like, have a conversation, and then like 30 minutes later be like, hey, like, you know, like, I've enjoyed talking to you, you know, for the past hour, and I have to tell you that I have, you know, kids or whatever. And you honestly, though, I've only met like a couple girls that have been like told,
like, not even about it at all.
I don't want to say they were completely turned off, but they were just like, it's like too much for me. And I was like, that's fine.
Well, yeah, if they just like, you know, if they're cool about it, but they're just like, listen, I myself am not looking for that.
Most girls are cool with it though.
Yeah.
Because I feel like at that point they can see like, oh, like, you know, he's a dad. He, you know, isn't going to try to use me.
You got responsibilities
right.
And shit.
And it probably makes it look like I'm looking for, you know, something serious, which I am.
Well, yeah.
But especially with kids, you can't be freaking having.
You can't be.
You can't have, you like, know, a rotation of chicks when you got kids. Because at that point, it's like, okay, now I need to get it together.
I need to get it together, have something that can be a mother figure.
Right.
You know, and outside of her actual mother, obviously.
And having kids, it makes you, like, change in so many ways. Like, now, like, I'm worried about having a home that my sons can come to and feel warm and welcome.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up with my dad had a few girlfriends, but he was always just by himself. And I would go over there, and I just felt like, you know, it was just me and him. I would be bored, or it just didn't feel like a real home, I guess.
I feel you.
And I kind of don't want to make the same, you know, you know, learn stuff from your parents. So that's just one thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I got her number. It was really weird how I got it, but I did it.
Hey, I'm all about it, dude.
I pretty much bought her phone number.
Hey, cheers to you being hustled.
Yeah.
You know, I'll say that. Cheers to you getting hustled, but getting a number out of it. Getting a number out of it, I'll take that one and call that a one and win.
In a way, you kind of hustled her.
I guess so. Yeah.
I guess so.
I guess it was like, it wasn't hustling.
It was a mutual hustling.
It was not in a bad way.
Right. It was a mutual hustling.
It was a mutual transaction.
There you go.
I helped her with her day and made her look good to her boss or her foundation, and I might have a hot date next week.
So, there you go.
You know, I am going to be pissed though if she doesn't go off.
If
me.
She like cancels or
I'm
something.
I'm going to be like, okay.
Really?
Like it was $10, but
bitch,
really?
Like, for real?
Like, you could have just told me from the first day.
You could have been like, nah, you can just donate $5 or be done.
But like, she responded to me. So it's like, you could have just not have responded to me and didn't
That's
make
facts.
Me wait
could've
all
just
week.
Not have responded at all.
Right. But
anyway, welcome back, everybody, to the Eagle Boys. Once again, my name is Nick.
My name is Drew.
And today, it's just two Eagles, three Eagles in the night. Tonight, we got Will over there on audio once again, as always.
Will, if you want to get a video started so we can start the episode.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So we got it.
Yeah, we got it.
What brain rot have you brought me today, Drew?
I got some good stuff for you. Well, wait. Don't play that one.
You want a different one?
Yeah, that can be like a...
You want this one?
Yeah.
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 Oh, dang it. We full screens for you.
And this is good. This is good. You're going to like this.
Finger game. Check. Tongue game. Check.
What the fuck?
I'm kind and funny and sort of cute and charming as shit. I really do have a lot going on.
Oh my god.
Women like me.
Listen, if that's... Hold on. Stop the fucking video. Stop the fucking video. Has anybody reported this guy yet? Because that is the true sign of an absolute serial killer, dude.
That is
a serial killer on the fucking loose right now.
We need to get him on the podcast.
Absolutely. And then we need to get him swatted. Somebody needs to swat his ass.
His name is S2 Clown Order.
I've never seen
I'm someone. Uncomfortable just watching that video,
He's
dude.
Laughing with his mouth closed. <too close. laughs>
Dude, right?
Yeah, we need to have him on here, dude.
Dude, fuck no.
We need to speak to this
guy. I don't want to be associated with anyone who's definitely going to jail for either being a pedophile or B, a serial killer.
Dude, 21,000 people have sent this video to someone.
Well, yeah, cuz it's fucked up.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
I would have.
Okay.
See, that's okay. That is like the whitest person's laugh I've ever heard.
Anyone who laughs while smiling with their teeth closed is a legit psychopath.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
See what I'm talking about? That is not, I did not just make that shit up.
Someone said that in the comments. Can you turn that? It is distracting me and I keep looking at it. Yeah, just turn that back. That's driving me nuts.
Jeez.
But yeah, no, that guy seems really cool. And I think we should. I'm gonna reach out to him.
If you do, I will have no part of that episode.
It's okay. I'll solo it, and I got a lot of good questions for him. Like one, why? Like what's your morning routine? Like what's the first thing you're doing?
Brushing you my know? Teeth. Like what's, obviously.
What's the rest? What's the rest of his day look like? You know,
dude. It looks like he lives in New York, from what I can see.
Yeah.
That or just like one of the major cities where you like don't buy a car, just walk.
And you know? Why is the middle of his beard shaved?
That's my next question. Like, dude, he's full neck beard knit, dude.
Why not just grow out the whole thing? He looks
like dude. All right, I got the neck beard going on too, but at least I had enough to grow all this.
He looks like a hillbilly, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like, dude, he definitely fucked his cousin when he was little.
Yeah, it's like he's trying to be cool.
He fucked it. Dude, if he had like veneers or something, like if he had like phosphorus white teeth, I'd be like, all right, you're just kind of weird.
He's got whatever. A hillbilly smile.
The fact that you got this yellow ass, buck tooth ass smile to you, that's what gives me the heebie jeebies.
He has a nice jacket on. It looks like he's a hillbilly that's like trying to
be. Like trying to be woke or something.
Or like not woke, but like stylistic, you know?
That's just weird to me.
He seems confused. But yeah,
that's very confusing. That hurts my brain. That video definitely made me lose brain cells.
So this is a little bit like, you know, off topic, but I noticed something weird. Out of everyone I've ever dated, most women have a bunch of like decorative pillows. They got like 20 of them.
Oh, like 50,000 of them, dude.
Why? When I go to bed, I don't want to fucking worry about taking off a bunch of goddamn pillows off the bed. Just let me lay down. Like, why do I have to be like, ripping
dude,
everything.
I was talking to Gene the other day.
Yeah.
And well, not the other day, like this is a little while back. But like, dude, we were at this like wine tasting place and they had like these pillows, just like decorative pillows. And she was just like, Nick, talk me out of buying it. I was just like, yeah, don't buy that. It's a $50 fucking pillow. Hell are you doing? You know? And then I thought about like their outside, like their back patio. Like they got all these decorative pillows out there. That's all her. Swear to God. And in their place, all decorative pillows. That's all her. I swear to God.
I don't understand. I just think
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I have a pile of clothes on my floor. I have like open cookie bags.
Yup.
I have like, I mean,
single it's, guy up on divorced dad.
I'm not divorced.
Divorced dads.
I'm just.
We still need to get a pack of those.
I'm just a single and lonely single father. We
need to get, you know what we need to do? We need to get three packs of divorced dads.
Yeah.
Or six or 10, mm-hmm. whatever. And we should have that dude from the divorced dads thing on our podcast. And do an opening with him.
We'd probably have to pay him. A lot of people, like, they expect payment for their time.
Well, yeah.
Which I guess is fine, because, like, the way that they make money is from their channel, and that's how they did. Then you become big enough, and it's like, okay, now I can start, like, requesting money. But I don't know. I think that there's, like, certain... You have to stay in your lane when it comes to entertainment.
Stay in your lane,
like,
motherfucker.
When you reach out to people, you kind of have to stay in your lane of, like... Once someone gets to like 100,000 subscribers or followers, they're not going to fuck with us. But no. We have to talk to someone that's like maybe 20K, you know, someone would speak to us. It's like weird how like people...
It is weird how that works.
People know their own worth. Yeah. And even in day-to-day, like if you're at a certain level of being like even attractive, like talking to like, you know, men or women, even in that, you know, situation, people know their own lane.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like the people that we have to hit up to get on our show, like, we have to talk to the right people and then work our way up.
Dude, I ain't gonna lie to you. Speaking of staying in your own lane.
What?
That made me think about, like, how, like, Tinder and all that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't even really get on those anymore, but I noticed something about myself when I did, subconsciously, I would, like, swipe left on, like, dime piece girls. Because, like, I'm not trying to dog myself, but I knew that was just wasted.
Yeah.
Like if I try to do that, because I'm one of probably, it's not even about me. It's not even about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm one of probably like 20,000 motherfuckers.
Right.
That have already swiped right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I don't even give it that. I don't even entertain the idea anymore. You know?
Yeah.
Which, you know, whatever, you know, but that's exactly why I got off of that, because also again, I'm not a fucking dime piece. I know I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, I'm strikingly average. Yeah. You know what I mean? But like, even the below averages that I was swiping right on, I wouldn't even get a match with them. And I was just like, man, motherfucker, fuck this shit, dude.
Yeah. I mean, I get a decent amount of matches, but it doesn't. And this is what I tell everyone. It doesn't. If you're a man, even if you get 20 matches, only one of those girls is actually going to go out with you.
Well, not only that, you know, but I mean? Only like one out of every like 50 are actually like quality.
Right, right. So like, you know, it doesn't even matter if
again,
you're...
Again, I'm not saying I'm a quality ass man, but like, you know what I mean?
Well,
I try my best out here.
You're very quality. Don't even speak like
that. Oh, I'm quality as fuck. I know my worth.
If I was gay, I would take you to a freaking Texas Roadhouse.
Dude, there have been plenty of gay dudes. That's what's fucked up is that actually I've had more gay dudes hit on me than straight women.
I've had gay dudes hit on me, but I'm kind of an asshole, so I'm like, what are you doing?
I remember one time I went to a gay bar in Toledo with my ex-girlfriend, right? And I remember I had my fake ID at the time, so it didn't really matter,
yeah.
You know, but she was 20, you know, we were both 20. I was about to be 21, but I still needed my fake ID. So we went to this gay bar one time. First of all, I was super uncomfortable because it was my first time I'd ever been to a gay bar.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, what's really fucked up, that's the first time I ever saw a man with another man.
I've only been once, and it was very embarrassing. Because I went to like a, is it okay to say the word tranny? Is that not okay?
I don't know.
Probably
not.
What do I say?
Nothing's okay anymore. What are you talking about?
Trans is okay? Okay. I went, or no, I'm sorry. I went to a drag bar.
Yeah.
And they do shows and stuff.
Yeah, that's the bar. That was the bar. It was a drag bar.
Yeah, it was up in Dayton. They're closed down now, but I think I was like, I was about, you know, 20, 21 at the time.
I was about 19 at the time. It's been about 21 years. Let's see, I took the penis and What the hell am I doing with that thing?
But, no, I go to this drag bar, and my girlfriend at the time asked me to go, and I was like, okay, fuck it, I'll go. And I was trying to be open-minded, and I, you know, liked her a lot, so I was like, I'll try it.
You're like, fuck it.
So I go, and the whole time, they all called me straight man. They didn't even call me by my name. It was so disrespectful.
No, yeah, because
they were so fucking mean to me.
I bet you walked in that bitch, and you just stuck out like a sore thumb. Dude, your look just screams heterosexual male.
But no,
you know what I mean?
They were doing their show, and one of the drag queens, actually, when we first got there, there was a guy, and he was like, what's up, y'all? How you doing? And I was like, what's up? And then we go in. His name was Larry. We go in there. Now we're talking to LaShonda.
That's one detail you remember.
We're talking to LaShonda now.
LaShonda.
It's no longer Larry.
No longer talking to Larry.
So we're fucking, he's doing his show, and then he recognizes me from saying hi in the parking lot, brings me up on stage,
oh,
right?
Shit.
I'm in front of all of these woke people, and he takes his fucking, I don't know if they were real or fake, but he fucking put these titties in my face, and I was like, oh, no.
They were probably fake.
And everyone was like cheering, and then like I was very humiliated.
They had
a spotlight on me.
I would have left.
And then
I would have left.
I sat down on my seat. And I did not get my dick sucked that night, but
the one takeaway from that night, the one important takeaway, actually.
So I sat down in my seat back next to my girlfriend, and I licked my lips, and they were salty. I was like, fucking man sweat on my lips.
That's a no from me, dog.
Yeah, dude.
No, but I remember we went to this gay bar in Toledo. At what I was saying. We went to this gay bar in Toledo. It was a drag bar. They had a show that night and all that good stuff. First time I'd ever been to a drag bar or had ever seen in public before my eyes two men like making out or grinding, whatever. Again, I don't have any problem with that. I have zero problem with
that. I don't know, dude. When you go out anywhere and you see two men kissing, it's like, ugh, you know, like, it just ruins. It's okay.
Especially
at a concert. It's like, I'm trying to enjoy the music.
Let me get to that. So I remember I was standing there before I get to getting hit on by a gay guy. I was standing there and I saw these two dudes like ferociously making out on the dance floor.
Ugh.
And I looked. And again, this is the first time I had ever seen this.
It's no one wants to see a straight couple make out. But if you're going to like hit it with a double
whammy.
That's
what I'm saying. I even look away when straight couples are making out.
Right.
That doesn't.
And then when it's two men, it just like, I'm not anti-gay. Be gay, you know, get married.
Be gay, do you. But like, dude.
Don't throw it in my face.
I remember I stood there and I fucking stared. Like, dude, I was intently just.
You were flabbergasted.
Dude, taken back, dude. Yeah. So taken back.
It kind of just ruins, you know, like whatever experience you have, it just
It took my ex, like, you know, patting my chest, like going like, what are you looking at? To be like, nothing. Like, fuck, nothing. I wasn't looking at anything.
Yeah.
You know, it was so fucked up. But that night, we go to the bar. I'm getting a drink because I'm just like, all right, I'm here. I'm going to get drunk and enjoy myself. All right. My girlfriend and her friends are already enjoying themselves. I'm here for the ride. I'm going to get fucking drunk. So I start getting my drinks. This gay dude next to me at the bar, right? He comes up and he's like shooting his shot. Let's go like, who did you come here with? Like all that stuff. And right off the rip, knew what was going on.
Yeah.
And I was just like, listen, man, yeah, I'm here with my girlfriend. She's over there with her friends. I'm just getting us drinks. And, you know, just trying to be respectful. I wasn't trying to be an asshole about it. So I was trying to be respectful. And he was like, no, honey. I remember this. Day I die, I remember this. He's like, no, honey. After a couple drinks, based on what you're wearing, you'll be coming home with me.
Oh, no.
And I was like, wait a minute. So you...
Everyone's trying to get fucked, I guess.
I was like, hold up. So not only did you say that you would turn me gay, you also said that I was dressing gay. What the fuck is up with that, dog? You know?
I guess you should take it to heart. Or...
Oh, dude, I did. I took it to heart that night.
Did you burn those clothes?
No. No, I didn't. But yeah. It's actually, it gets funnier than that. So the guy actually ended up picking up my tab that I, you know, that I bought.
Yeah.
You know? Because I had already ordered them. So she comes over with the drinks. He's like, no, I got him. Whatever he wants, I got him.
Oh, no.
And I was like, thanks,
I
dude.
Hate that because like, then
I
it makes you
that like you didn't have to do all that. You know what I mean? I'll
it makes you
one.
Feel like you have to talk to them.
Well, actually, that's what's funny is that he walked away right after he paid for it. He walked away.
Maybe he felt bad about saying that.
He might have.
That's probably what it was.
But this is going to make you think that he didn't feel bad because an hour later, he comes up with another drink in his hand and he hands it to me. You know? And of course, my instinct kicks in. Don't fucking take a drink and drink something from something you didn't see poured. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you're a man or a woman. You don't do that, you know? So I ended up putting it on a table and just walking away. A little bit later on, I'm at the bar and he's there again. He buys me another drink, but this one I saw poured. So I was like, okay, like, you know, whatever. So I started drinking it. Dude, I got 6 drinks out of this dude for free.
Dang.
For free. Did not even go home with him.
He was thirsty.
Thirsty, dude. That motherfucker needed water, bro. I didn't even catch his name. I didn't even ask. I didn't even ask. But this guy, he bought me a total of 7.
Jeez.
But I only drank 6 of them. Fucked up, right? That's fucked up.
Yeah, I...
Like, no woman in my life has done that for me.
I don't know.
No woman... In my life has done that for me.
I've had girls buy me drinks.
I've had girls buy me drinks,
I was going to say, I've had girls buy me drinks, too.
Yeah. Like
guys.
My girlfriends have done that for me. My girlfriends that I'm actively dating have done that for me. But, like, no just, like, woman trying to shoot her shot has ever done that for me.
Mm.
I've done that plenty of times for plenty of women, but no girl has ever tried to shoot her shot.
You never had an older woman buy you a drink?
I have. I have, actually.
That's happened to me a lot.
I have.
What's the oldest woman that you've ever been with? The oldest woman.
I was 22. I believe she was 37 at the time.
What about you, Will?
I believe I was around 23, and she was like, had to be early 50s.
Actually, wait, no.
She was not bad.
No, that's right. I forgot about
still
one.
Still younger than my mom. So
I forgot about one. I was 20. I think I actually still was 22, and this woman was 42.
When I was like 21, I slept with a girl that was 47.
That's fucking lit. I'm not going to lie to you.
And her daughter was my age. I remember I was at Max Pizza Pub in Landon. And there was this chick with her daughter.
This bitch could have literally been your mama.
And we were talking. She was like being nice to me, hitting on me. And I was like, all right, well, I was just.
I'm going to roll with this.
I was pretty wasted. And I was like, all right, I'll get your number. And her daughter's my age and she's hot. And we're just sitting there. And then later on the night, she's like, text me. She's like, hey, I thought you were so hot. I want you to come over. And I'm like, what about your daughter? Like, isn't she there? And she was like, yeah, but no, it's fine. I was like, okay. So I literally go there and I knock on the door and her daughter opens up the door.
Oh my God. And
I was like, okay, well, I guess,
hey, what's up? I'm here to fuck your mom.
Yeah, basically.
I'm here to fuck your mom.
But like, she's like,
I'm your age, but I'm here to fuck your mom.
But I told her, I was like, hey, like, because we were in the living room. I'm like,
hi, is Diane?
But like, listen, though, it was weird. Because her mom wasn't even downstairs. Her mom was upstairs. And I was just sitting down talking to her daughter for like 20 minutes. I'm like, where is she at?
Where's your mom?
She was like, oh, she's up there waiting for you. I was like,
hold
what?
On. You were like, you're in on this? Like, you know what's about to go down?
Yeah, it was weird, dude.
You see that I am your same age.
But her I was trying to talk to her daughter because I was like, maybe I can switch this up.
Maybe I can switch this up. Like, see if I could maybe do both of them. You know what I'm saying?
But no, dude. I fucking.
What did he say?
I fucking go upstairs and you know, things went down.
That's pretty dope.
But the next morning I woke up and I was like, oh, no.
You're just like, oh,
it was like one of those days, like, I couldn't even, like, look myself in the mirror until like 2 p.m.
Oh my God. And then, I've had those days.
And
dude.
Then I finally look myself in the mirror and I'm like,
you fucking piece of shit.
You dirty fucking bastard. How could you? How could you? And I thought about that. Dude, I still cringe. I'll be in the shower like,
No, get out of my head. Get out of my head.
I'll be on a long drive like, God. So, yeah.
Be on a long drive out of nowhere. You're like 3 hours in going on vacation. You're just like,
I thought that I was going to be like fucking, I was going to end up in a fucking basement or something.
Just like locked up or something.
Tied to a chair.
No, tied to a cross and she was going to whip your ass.
Yeah, no, dude. Yeah. I don't. But did you know that Prince Charles is related to a fucking Dracula?
That doesn't make sense.
So Vlad the Impaler is where we get the name. Can you look this up? Look up where do we get the name Dracula. I'm pretty sure Vlad the Impaler is where we get it from. But Prince Charles is related to the original vampire from our stories. Yep.
That doesn't make sense.
The name Dracula comes from the historical figure Vlad the Third Dracula, also known as Vlad the Impaler. The name Dracula is a Slavonic genitive form of Dracul, which means son of Dracul or son of the dragon.
Son of the dragon?
Wow. Yeah. Vlad the Third was a ruler of Wallachia, a region that was often the site of bloody battles between Christian and Ottoman forces. Vlad was known for his brutal tactics, including impaling his victims on wooden stakes.
Oh. Very nice.
God, I hope we don't get flagged.
I didn't know that there was Christian origins to this.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, no, this goes back to the Crusades, I think. I think the Crusades were against the Ottoman Empire, right?
I'm not sure.
No, that was the original
that
Muslim
was the spread of Christianity.
Islamic Empire.
The Ottoman Empire is Muslim. Well, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. The Turks had taken over Jerusalem. And I'm a Christian, but I think they went on crusades against the Turks.
Well, there
who
was,
were Muslims.
Does this have to do
That's
with the fall of
sick.
Rome?
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah,
was Big so time. The Eastern Holy Rome Empire or Roman Empire? That was the Holy Roman Empire. So that was all the Catholics, and then the Western part was the Ottoman Empire. Is that how it works? Can we look this up real quick?
Well, there was a split.
Yeah.
So there was two popes for a while.
And that was in 1453.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, it went to the, there was a Byzantine Empire, and then there was the Holy Roman Empire.
Yeah.
And Rome was the capital. But then there was an Eastern Byzantine Empire where Constantinople was the capital.
Yeah.
You know a lot about the Crusades.
Yeah, I do. I know about the Crusades. Who would have guessed?
This isn't the Crusades yet. This is just...
This is pre-Crusades.
In 1453, when the Roman Empire was split into two halves, there was the right side, which was Constantinople, and then the left side had like Italy and Rome and shit. And
well, there's Emperor Constantine the First.
I'm trying to go back to my early history classes from... What is that? Is that high school? Is that middle school?
I'll look it up.
Constantine is way before the fall of the Roman Empire, because Constantine was like 300 something AD, and he started Christianity, and he came as a product from something called
Tetrarchy. The modern form of Christianity that we have today.
Right.
Pretty much.
Well, Christianity was about 5% at one point in the Roman Empire.
That's a different one. This is Protestant. Oh. Well, let me look up Constantine.
Yeah, just look up when Constantine became emperor. He came as a product from the Tetrarchy, and the Tetrarchy had two emperors and two junior emperors.
Oh, this one was a Roman emperor. That's not this. That's not the same. I'm sorry.
Wait, what German emperor? Is that what you said?
No, Roman.
I'll tell you what I know a shitload about. I do know a lot about the like the English hierarchy, like King Henry VIII and shit. But I know a lot about Egyptian and World War II specifically.
1453 was the end of the Eastern.
Oh, he was the 11th Constantine.
but he was the end of the Eastern in 1453.
Yeah,
you were right.
Right, right. Well, I took Roman history class recently. Wow, okay.
Crazy.
Constantine organized the city's defense and sought support from the West. He acknowledged the Greek church's obedience to Rome, but this was in vain. Venice and Genoa sent military support, but it was delayed and didn't help much. Pope Nicholas V saw the situation as an opportunity to reunite the Orthodox and Roman Catholic churches, but the people of Constantinople rioted in response to that. Wow.
That's pretty fucked
and,
up.
And I wonder if that was happening while they were like defending it, right?
Yeah, that was like the fall of the Byzantine Empire.
How many bitches do you think Constantine pulled?
A thousand.
So many bitches.
I mean, even nowadays, dude, fucking presidents are getting their dicks sucked under the table.
Under the table, dude.
Think if you were like a senator or like the governor, and you just had some fucking whore come in, and you're like, oh, I fucking run this shit, and getting your dick sucked. Wouldn't that be fucking crazy?
I run this entire fucking country, bitch. Suck my dick.
That'd be crazy. John F. Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe.
I run the entire country.
She got H-clapped by him and his brother.
Which one?
This is recorded and well-documented.
Wait, who?
Robert?
Yeah.
Who?
No way.
Look it up.
Marilyn Monroe, they have an audio recording with John F. Kennedy?
They have an audio recording of them all hanging out.
Oh, he clapped the shit out of her, dude.
Well, no, at the same time as his brother.
Yeah. They clapped the shit out of her.
Yeah, I wonder if she... Well, it's weird because, like...
She was bad as fuck. That's why.
Yeah, but she almost had this, like, little girl thing about her. And that's what people, like... Like, back then, people liked that.
Oh yeah, they fucked around, which is weird because he already had a hot as shit wife. John F. Kennedy's wife was hot as shit back in her prime.
I don't remember. I mean, he was probably a crazy guy. You know, he was
dude. He was a good looking guy. That's why, dude. He was like a celebrity, dude.
She had separate affairs with both of them. It says here, Bobby Kennedy also had an affair with her.
That's pretty awesome.
Wait, what?
Dude, the Kennedy family ran through that bitch.
Robert F. Kennedy?
Yeah, after JFK passed from the assassination, she had an affair with Bobby.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty sick.
Oh, maybe it's a different one.
That's pretty sick.
Oh, no, it was Monroe. Oh, okay, yeah.
That's pretty sick. What a fucking dog, dude.
The Kennedy family got around.
Dude, yeah. There's some dogs, bro. There's some dogs.
Think of, one thing about JFK is that he was against the Bay of Pigs. And then I think it was like a covert CIA operation. Like I don't think JFK signed off on that. And then they went ahead and did it anyways. I think. Please check me on this too. I don't know all of my facts here on this one.
We ain't fact checking.
Oh, cool. Yep. I actually almost worked for... Wait, is that Anheuser-Busch? That's not.
No, it's Modelo.
Okay. So I got a job offer for Anheuser-Busch to test their alcohol because I'm a chemist. Cheers.
Hey,
to that.
Cheers to that. Cheers. We just had to take a quick break and get a beer real quick. So sorry to keep y'all waiting.
Fuck, what was I going to bring up? I was going to bring up something good. Wait.
I just heard that shit against my mic. That was funny.
I hate when you are about to talk about something and then you forget.
Bush taste test.
No.
Anheuser-Busch.
Something different.
There was something else I was going to bring up.
Here, turn your beer because we're not sponsored by them yet.
Yeah.
But we do like him.
We do love them.
In the future, Modelo.
In the future, Modelo.
Fuck, I forget what I was going to bring up. Son of a mother.
You were about
fuck.
To be a taste, a chemical tester for Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, but that's not what I was going to say.
Because you're a chemist.
That's not what I was
going
to say.
Did it have anything to do with that?
Oh, yeah. I remember. Because it didn't. Because I have ADHD, my mind's fucking boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? Spraying
what I'm saying. Greens, beans, potatoes, tomatoes.
You name it. You name it. No. Okay. So my favorite game right now is... Okay. I have two favorite games that I've been playing the shit out of. I kind of took a break from Red Dead Redemption because there's just so much. I got a little bored with it. I'm like, I've already played through this. So I've been playing back again through Mass Effect 2. So I just beat one.
The Mass Effect games. I've never played them, but I've heard great things about them.
I'm currently playing 3.
Okay, right, so I'm probably going to get the 3 tomorrow. I'm going to beat it tonight for sure. I'm going to stay up too late and beat it tonight. I have to see the finish. But
I have to see it.
But I'm also playing this game. It's called Phasmophobia. Dude, it's so good.
It's such a good game.
That game is so fucking good, dude.
You have to have a mic to play with other people or no one's going to want to play with you.
Dude, the VR version... Don't even get me fucking started on that. That is the scariest fucking shit in the world. Five Nights at Freddy's, like the Blair Witch games, got nothing on Phasmophobia because the audio design is so fucking crazy. Like when that ghost talks to you, to your right ear, You hear that shit in your right fucking ear.
Or like sometimes they'll just be like,
"You're a dirty little whore, aren't you? I'll skin you alive, little whore."
Yeah, but dude, the things they say, bro, like it's creepy. And then when you do die, well, like there's a split second, the door closes and it locks and the ghost is hunting. And you're like, okay, shit. And then you have to find a place to hide. You have to turn your mic off. You have to find a place to hide. You have to turn off your flashlight. So you have to do a bunch of shit to not die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you have to remember to do it. And then there's a bunch of little like devices you can use. There's like a dots projector. There's like a thermometer to see if it's freezing. And then whatever you see, you write down as like evidence. And then the evidence will tell you, oh, it's most likely an Oni, or it's most like a demon, or it's most likely a Raiju.
That's pretty fucked up.
Dude, it's a great game. And I was playing with these people from Ireland, and I was like,
Ireland.
I was like, my last name is either Irish or Scottish, I forget. And they were like, don't compare us to them ever again. And I was like, they were mad about it. I was like, okay, like, yeah, sorry.
You can't do that.
Yeah, they were mad.
What's the deal?
About Ireland and Scotland. They just said that it's not a polite thing to do. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's like comparing like two African countries.
But it's like, if someone compared like us to Canada, I'd be like if they were like, I don't remember if my name is American.
Trust
or Canadian.
Me, nobody would compare us to Canada.
Or like Mexico. Well, that wouldn't make sense either.
That wouldn't make sense.
Or like,
dude, zero sense.
Actually, you know what's fucked up about America is that we are literally the outliers because we're the youngest country, dude. We are the youngest country. You know?
Yeah.
We created ourselves in 1776, dude. Sounds like forever ago, right? Nah, that was like 300 years ago.
Well, 1776 that was when the last state ratified the Constitution, right? Is that right? We got to look
this up. The Declaration of Independence.
No. Every state had to ratify the Constitution.
Well, every state was in existence in 1776.
Oh, okay.
Actually, there was no states. It was still the colonies.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was
no
still
state
colonies.
Was ratified until we won the revolution or the yeah
wasn't
the
New
revolutionary
the
war
wasn't New York the first state?
Correct.
Yes,
New York was the first ratified state.
Yeah, that's why New York is so popular.
It was like them and then Boston and Pennsylvania,
but the first colony was like Portsmouth or something.
Rhode Island. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jamestown.
Yep, Jamestown, Rhode Island.
Mm. Okay, I wonder what the last one was.
What? Yeah, let's look up what the
sorry, it's actually Plymouth, but Jamestown's the oldest colony.
Plymouth is the first place found.
Plymouth Rock is where they landed.
That's what I meant to say. Not. Well, no, that's my bad. I didn't mean to say Portsmouth. I meant to say Plymouth.
No. Plymouth.
We understand. What was your question?
Plymouth.
Was George Washington gay? No, I'm just kidding. No, dude. Benjamin Franklin, dude. They all banged their slaves and had like little slave babies. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, Ben Franklin. 100%. Oh, he was a slut.
There was
dude.
A lot of, like all of the plantation owners, like, they had, like, mixed babies because they would just...
Dude, Alexander Hamilton was also a slut, too, dude. He was a goddamn dog, bro.
Did you know that people started wearing wigs back then to cover up their fucking syphilis sores on their head?
Yeah, yeah.
That's how wigs became a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it became a fashion statement.
Like, yeah, like the powdered wigs and shit, that became like a fashion thing.
Yeah, I think there was like a judge or something that started wearing it, and then everyone wanted to be like him because everyone in government were like the celebrities.
Yeah.
Right? If you were like a general.
There were actors, but they weren't famous.
I don't, well, you yeah, know? Without like movies or
well,
anything.
Because acting actually until...
There was Shakespeare, but he was...
Acting until like the late 40s. Was considered like a lowly job. Like that was not, you weren't famous, you weren't rich, nothing like that.
Shakespeare never experienced the popularity he has today. He was shit on constantly.
Oh, he was shit on every day of his life.
Wasn't his plays like a Midnight Summer Eve or something?
Midnight Summer.
Yeah.
Midnight Summer?
Yeah, and then also like King Lear,
Macbeth.
Hamlet. Romeo and Juliet.
And yep. Those are all like everyone knows
dude,
about
those. Dude, those are classics. But everybody then, knows about them.
And my favorite one was A Midnight Summer. Can we look up what it's called?
A Midsummer's Eve? Is that what it's called?
Once Upon a Summer's Eve, but let me look it up.
I think it's called like a Midsummer's Night.
Midsummer's Eve or Midsummer's Night. That one is really good. I love that one. See, I'm not really into like the fantasy shit and all that. I'm more about sci-fi, but I enjoy is it Midsummer's Eve?
Well, just type in Shakespeare plays.
I remember reading this. Yeah, Midsummer's Eve.
Midsummer's Eve. That's probably my favorite one because
that's my favorite one.
It's about like a fairy that like fucks this dude or something, right? Yep. Isn't that what it is?
Yep.
He like
we
a fairy.
Watched a play about it in middle school and they took out the sex parts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, I wish I could have gone to the Ren Fair.
They robbed us of our ability to see sex stuff in middle school.
Yeah, which I think is stupid nowadays.
They robbed us of that.
It's dumb because like every kid watches. I walked in on my little brother watching porn. Every kid watches porn. If your male son has a phone and he's 11 to 12 years old,
they're watching porn.
They're watching porn.
Parents that are watching this, your children are watching porn, dude.
They start so young now, like because we give kids.
If they have access to an iPad, an iPhone, or even a fucking laptop, they are watching porn. Please understand they are watching porn.
I think porn is so bad for men under the age of like.
Dude,
18.
I got an iPod Touch when I was like, I think I was like 14.
Mm-hmm.
13 or 14 when I got an iPod Touch.
Yeah.
Very first iPod Touch that ever came out.
Yeah.
Right? And the very first thing I did with it was download a bunch of games, mm-hmm. download some music.
Yeah.
And then about, I don't know, 2 hours after that, I was looking up porn. I was looking up porn because there was a web browser on there.
Well, you don't know it's bad when you're young.
Exactly. I don't understand.
But,
dude.
Well, like, it's okay now that we're adults. You know, anything in moderation is okay. But, like, when you're a kid, you don't realize how detrimental it is to your mind. Children that watch porn, I mean, there's a bunch of studies that back this up, but it stops your ability to have meaningful relationships with a woman because you think that relationships should be based off of sex.
I'm ruined because of that.
Or a man, either way.
Right, right.
I'm ruined because of that. Yeah. I can't lie.
Right. Vice versa is what you're saying.
I can't lie. I'm ruined because of that.
Isn't it kind of weird that like girls like to read smut more than they like to watch it?
I like to read smut.
It's a different thing. The genders, like women get something about like fantasizing and like in their minds creating like these scenarios.
Yeah, then men
where,
are
like,
just visual.
They got to see it.
Yeah.
We got to crank to this.
We got to crank yank it to this.
But no, I think, you know, young kids who or young men who, you know, use porn, I think it just totally fucks their mind up. It's just so bad.
It does. Do I think it's actually like slightly a good thing? Maybe.
There's pros and cons to everything,
well,
but I think the bad outweighs the good.
The
when
bad
it comes
definitely
to-
outweighs the good. But I will say that there are people out there that just need to feed the geese every now and again. You know what I mean?
Well, anything
just
in moderation.
Get the blood flowing.
Adults.
Yeah.
Adults only. Adults only.
We're speaking of adults.
Yeah. Adults only.
But no, I think it's...
Our podcast is not meant for children. We check that box every single time. Okay?
Even if like... Well, like with like Google Ads, it says sexual themed content. I think that means you can't put porn. I think you can talk about it. But... I mean, we're gonna test it out because
we're gonna test the waters.
I'm gonna try to promote, but I think when it says you can't promote sexual themed content, I think
that means you have to see it.
Yeah, like we can't flash.
Like you gotta
anyone.
See it.
But I think you can educate.
But then they got all these OnlyFans bitches up in here that are getting millions of views.
Yeah, so it's like
where do you stand?
Where do you draw the line at?
Where's the line drawn?
Yeah.
Where's the line? I'd like to know so I can redraw that shit.
I don't know. It's like how do you stay like, how do you fight against the woke mob, but also stay rational? You know?
It's impossible.
It's like impossible.
It's fucking impossible. It's fucking impossible.
Can you pull up another video, Will?
Have you tried to get abs after you're 30? It's impossible.
Oh, you're going to love this, Nick.
Oh, shit.
Donald Trump won, and I am very, very afraid that he might deport my... mother-in-law. She entered illegally to the country and she lives in a street 4, number 47.
That's amazing.
Right behind the Green Apartment.
Yeah!
Bro, you're killing my ears right now.
Sorry, dude.
You're good.
The gate is always open.
The gate is always open.
It's 10-4. Number 47.
He really had to sell it. Okay, okay, you can get rid of it.
He had to sell that one. He had to just sell it. You know what? Props to him.
Trying to get his mother-in-law deported.
Trying to get his mother-in-law deported. Apartment D. Number 47.
Oh, God.
Apartment D.
That's so funny.
That's so great. Actually, you know what's fucked up? I had a kind of a funny thought the other day. I thought about how, like, Ohio, for some people, is like a transition state. And I don't mean that by, like, being trans or whatnot. I'm talking about, like, have you noticed that a bunch of people from Ohio just end up moving to California for some reason? Or New York? You know? It's like Ohio's the breeding ground.
Do you mind turning my headphones down just a smidge? I feel like I'm going to lose my hearing. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, that's good, that's good. Go ahead.
I feel like Ohio is like a breeding ground for like people that want to go to New York and Cali. Mm-hmm. Couldn't explain it. I think it's mainly because that, like, I've had so far like over 20 friends up and move to either New York or Cali.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've almost considered moving to Cali.
Yeah.
You know, I would never do it. I'm not gonna lie, Cali sucks.
I can't stop coughing.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, anybody listening who lives in Cali. California sucks.
I need to go though. I need to go.
California
and check
sucks.
It out.
It's fun. It's fun to go to, but it sucks to live there. I don't know why you keep lying to yourself that it's great to live there. It's not.
I think I wanna
It sucks to live in California, okay? Can we just agree on that?
Yeah.
I was there for a month. I think I know what I'm talking about. All right.
I think I'm going to go there in fucking... Well, I know I'm going to go there in January. So
don't get me wrong. It's fun to go to. It's a lot of fun to go to.
Yeah.
But living there long term, that fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's overpriced. Everyone there is fake as fuck.
Yeah, there's you know? More butt fucking per square inch of any
more
other state.
More butt fucking in West Hollywood per square inch than there is straight people
or
fucking...
Per square mile or whatever.
Per square mile, per capita. There are more butt fuckers per capita.
Yeah.
Then, you know what I mean?
And what you know, what can you do with that? Except for, you know, join.
Well, what I'm saying is just like, is Ohio, do you guys see Ohio as like a breeding state for that? You know?
I think Ohio is such a strange state.
We're so strange.
You know what, though? We have it like our infrastructure and our businesses here. I mean, I go to other states and I'm like, this place is a dump. Like, Ohio isn't that bad.
Ohio's nice.
Right.
Ohio's
and
nice.
People are like, oh, I got to get out of Ohio. I'm like, okay, well, you better be going to Florida or
Yeah,
Texas.
You better be going to, like, Florida or New York. Florida. Not New York. Fuck New York.
Florida's, I mean, it depends on where you go, but, like, it's... Oh, Jacksonville's a shithole. Miami can be a shithole depending on where you go.
Jacksonville is not a shithole up north. Up down south, it's a shithole.
Well, my family lives in Jacksonville, so that's how I know.
There you go. See?
Texas is pretty cool. What other states are good?
Texas is dope. I've heard Texas is dope.
I went to Chicago. I went to the South Side, and I was installing data cables for a Kroger there. And I went to the Kroger there, and everything they have is like behind like glass. Like the milk and the formula was like locked. So if you wanted to get certain items, you had to ask.
That's fucked up.
They wouldn't sell certain items past a certain time. They closed early. And the staff told us, they were like, hey, like, you don't want to be here after a certain time because you're white and they'll fuck you up. And we called our boss and we were like, we're going back to Indiana. Like, we're
not sticking around here.
So we literally...
Dude, if the staff tells you that, you get the fuck out of there.
No, we literally left. And, I mean, we were in like a Mercedes truck. Like
a Sprinter?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of there.
We had tens of thousands of dollars of equipment. We were like, all right, we're fucking... So we called our boss. We were like, we're not doing this one. and we're going back to Indiana, and we're just going to finish up there. So we skipped the dude. Chicago is crazy. There was like pit bulls fucking running down the street loose.
Fuck yeah.
There was like fucking bitches getting out of their car twerking. Like we went past a trap house. I saw two naked women, butt naked.
Just like on the stoop.
They were, they make girls.
Cracked out on the stoop.
When you manufacture drugs, they make all the women get naked so that they can't steal any.
Yeah.
So they were just inside probably making crack.
Nice.
But we saw them butt naked, and then we saw fucking people dancing on the street. We saw fucking Rottweilers and fucking pit bulls. We saw the craziest shit, and we were just driving there.
There's a reason they call it Chi-Rac.
Right. Right. Chicago ain't a joke.
No, Chicago is no joke.
Southside Chicago, they're not fucking around. I've been once, and I and probably will never go back.
I've been a couple
times. Never going back.
Yeah, I'm technically from just south of Chicago. Mm-hmm. We have family
Chi-Rac
that are from Evanston, so north side of Chicago, very nice area.
Okay.
But, is a nice area.
A lot of Chicago is not good.
Yeah.
Like, dude.
There are some, because I've been to like.
It's fun to go to during the day.
Well, I've been to other parts of Chicago. It was nice.
Certain parts.
Yeah, anything around Wrigleyville is really nice because that part of Chicago is like very touristy.
Just the south part of Chicago I'm not going to.
Yeah,
the fucking bean's
so
stupid.
The fucking bean, dude.
Drew, have you seen the bean?
Nope.
I have one picture of me and the bean. Dude, can you pull up my Facebook real quick? I got one picture of me and the bean.
And then after this, will you play the next video?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. This the bean. Maybe I have been there. I don't remember.
Just look me up.
Yeah. Oh, you look nice in that suit, Will.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah. Let's find this.
Yeah, I'll say, just go to my photos.
Let's find this bean real quick. Yeah, I just want to preface, this isn't the kind of bean that you're probably thinking of.
This is definitely not the bean that you're thinking of.
What, like a Mexican?
No.
No.
The kind of bean we...
Scroll down, dude.
The kind of bean we like, but yeah.
Coffee?
Damn, look at this blast from the past right here.
Dude,
goddamn.
Oh my God.
Look at all these prom photos of young Nick Huber.
Dude. Young Nick Huber right here.
You look like a Justin Bieber wannabe.
I was. Dude, actually, I was. Do we want to dive deeper on this? Because we can.
I'm just fucking with you, dude.
We could dive deeper on this. Right next. Yeah, right there with the Power Rangers.
Oh, my bad.
No. Okay, that one. I was actually on Accutane in that picture, and my lips were dry as fuck, dude.
Oh, there's the bean.
Yeah,
oh.
See, there's the bean.
Yeah, I've never
and then
there.
There's my dumbass.
I know what that is.
With some Power Rangers.
Dude, 2011, I didn't think it was there that. Wow.
Dude, look at that. Look at that young G, bro, wearing a fur or a Sherpa Hollister hoodie with Hollister ripped jeans. And a New York Yankees flat bill, even though I had never watched baseball.
Who
was
that
guy
next to you?
Have no idea. He was just some dude.
Oh, okay.
He was just some dude. I just saw the Power Rangers there, and I was like, I need a pitcher.
You look like you just came from an Avril Lavigne concert.
I did.
Will you turn my mic down a little bit more? These are way too high. Is that my mic?
I don't know.
Dude.
That one's mine. Okay, that's good. Okay. No, turn back up a little bit. Up a little bit.
Right there.
Right. Yep. I don't know why Nick's like screaming tonight, dude. You're killing me.
I'm just loud as fuck. You already know this. You already know I am.
This thing was close. It's the stupidest.
It's the stupidest thing in the world.
They
but
tried to make it like the St. Louis Arch.
Now I think you turned up. Did you turn down my mic?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm fucking everything up here.
No, you're good. No, that's good. That's good right
that's
there.
Good? Okay.
But yeah, that's a blast from the past. So actually, since we want to dive deeper of me being a Justin Bieber wannabe, just go back real quick.
Here we go.
Let's go back. Let's go down a little bit more. Let's go down. Look at that one on the far left. Yeah, right there. Let's take this one into account real quick. What in the literal hell was I doing?
I mean, the fit's not bad.
The fit's not bad for the time being. I had skinny jeans on and a gray hoodie.
This was like...
With a white V-neck. Like, this was the lady killer back in the day.
This was the style.
I had my hood up, like, just off my head. Like, literally, it was probably hanging on by a singular hair.
You wrote, I is a stud.
I is a stud.
Dude, this is Zac Efron look.
Zac Efron look. There's another one where I actually had a girl straighten my hair one time.
Oh, no.
And it actually straight up looked like Justin Bieber.
My mom actually straightened my hair.
Hold on, let's
go
down a little bit more. I think a little bit more. Oh, no, I might have deleted it. Whatever.
It's the way she goes.
Wait, no, down a little bit more. I think I see it. No, never mind. Never mind. Sorry.
You want to move on to a video?
Yeah, move on to a video.
Yeah, move on to the next video.
What do we got here?
That other one.
He gave it a little kiss at the end. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy. I'm all about that.
Let's play the next one too. Just get out of the way.
Why not?
Okay, so this dude.
Yeah, you want some context?
Yeah, this guy fucking tricked the police into disqualifying their own immunity. Because cops get they get immunity against certain charges when they're doing their job, unless it depends on what they say and it depends on the context of the situation. So let's go ahead and give this watch.
Let's break it down.
The full name, I'll just leave it at the last name, bro.
Do you have an ID?
I do.
You mind if I see it?
I do.
You don't give me your ID or your full name, I'm going to arrest you for failure to ID.
I'm a lost name. The calls are not reasonable, articulable, suspicion to suspect me of a crime.
Put your hands on the car. You already failed to identify yourself.
From the supervisor here, I'm going to go ahead and release you.
Of course. If he comes here and apologizes to me, I won't litigate this whole thing. Didn't I tell you that what you were doing was unlawful? Did you believe me?
No, it's not that I didn't believe you.
Okay. Did you get the supervisor when I asked you to? Okay. No, you said I didn't need one. You don't need one.
And you know what? I'm in the wrong. I really am. I'm not going to lie to you, brother. Okay?
You are in the wrong, and I told you you were in the wrong, and you lost your qualified immunity right now. Right now, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
He wanted to get the cop to admit that what he did was wrong, and now he just sealed the deal on his case, and now he can sue them.
That's
now
so
he
dope.
Now he has the cop admitting that he did the wrong thing.
See, that's the one thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the police are just doing their job, right? I understand that. I'm all about that. But when they knowingly just go unlawful just because they feel like they can, that's when I'm like, no. Nah,
well, they think most people are stupid, but now
that's the deal, is that they feel like most people won't just know that stuff.
We have so many resources now, you know? To know.
Dude, I follow Law by Mike on Instagram. I know everything about fucking the law, dude.
I don't think it matters where you get the information from.
Shouts out to Law by Mike.
Now,
he's a great lawyer.
Don't go to law enforcement and be a jackass. Obviously, if you're done wrong, then always record and never admit, never submit. Right.
That's what every lawyer will tell you. Never admit, never submit.
Never give a test. Never.
Well, that's what they mean by saying never submit.
Right. Never give them permission to infringe on your rights.
No, don't give them anything to work
with. Or if a cop knocks on your door, you don't even have to answer unless they state that they have an arrest warrant.
Yeah.
And then you answer and you say, okay, where is it? And if they don't provide it, close the door. Don't let them inside. Mm-hmm. Once you let them inside, you give them...
You're fucked. You give them all permission to do whatever they want.
Right. You give them power to do anything. Once they're inside. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, well, let's leave it on that note. That's pretty fucking dark, but let's...
Dude, life is fucked up and dark. What am I supposed to just lie and act like a funny guy here on the podcast? Life is real, man. These things happen to people. People are sex trafficked. People are gay and trans. But you know what? We're not sex trafficked. We're not gay, and we're not trans, and we're not we're not non-binary.
Holy shit!
So here's to another day.
Oh my god! Here's to another day. Oh my god! Thank you all so much for watching. Hopefully you'll watch again after that. I don't know, but. Thank you all again so much for watching. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are on Spotify as well. Please follow us on there. Patreon is going to be coming soon. I know we keep talking about that, but we got some big things in the work for that. And we're going to have a couple special guests coming on here soon. We got a couple special guests lined up for you.
Yep.
Very excited about those. And we will catch you all in the next episode.
Peace.
Peace.